Right. What I have to share actually somewhat goes with what Daniel was sharing a little bit. I had to put a title on it. I would just call it Confession and Sin, or Sin and Confession, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, why don't you all move the whole thing down this way, because I'm going to draw something on the board. Come down here. You guys come to this bench. All you guys on that bench, you come over to this bench. Come on. This way. Is everybody happy this morning?
Yep.
All right, good. It's bright and sunshiny out. It's a good day. God gave us a beautiful day. Well, you guys squish and make some room for her? There's enough room there. Squish. There you go. There. All right. So how many of you know and understand that the Bible exhorts us and God says that when we have a job to do, we have something to do, a task, that we should do it as good as we can, as well as we can. We should do it as if we were doing it for Jesus. Did you know that? You know, whether we're at our work and somebody's paying us, we should do it as if we're getting paid by Jesus. If we are just helping our neighbor mow their lawn or rake their leaves, we should do it like we're mowing or raking Jesus's lawn. Just do it as good as we can. How many of you have jobs to do sometimes? Right? A lot of you go doing school. How many of you are doing school yet? Right? We do math, right? So let's pretend we're doing some math in school. And we want to do it as well as we would if we were doing it for Jesus, right? So our parents want us to learn, so we want to obey them. When we obey our parents, it's like we're obeying Jesus. So we want to do as good as we can. And so we want to write our math problems nice and clear so you can see all the numbers and everything in nice straight lines. I'm not really that good at drawing straight lines, but I'm going to at least try the best I can and make sure everything I do is nice and correct and everything is just right. Nice straight lines. Everything's... I don't know how many of you can see this, but I hope you can see it pretty well. So yeah, it's all nice and straight and all the numbers are clear and legible. Everything's perfectly correct. That's how we're supposed to do our work, right? What? All right, who's telling jokes? Well, I'm trying to teach here. What? It isn't what?
The 2 + 2 = 5.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? What? All right, can someone talk clearly here and tell me what's so funny? It isn't?
No, it's 4.
Listen, that's all very simple math. I'm older than you. I've been doing math a long time. I would not do it wrong. What? Who told you that? I wouldn't do that. Now listen, we want to do everything just right. That's, you know, like we're... You know what? Henry went to college. Let's ask him if there's any problems up there. Henry, do you see any issue with anything I did up there? What's that?
I said I was doing something.
You sure? All right, listen. Just everybody look down at the floor and close your eyes. Just real quick. We'll take care of this right now. Okay, you can look. So, as you see, there's nothing wrong there. I did everything just right. No problems, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So what I really want to talk to you about is not doing our jobs well, even though God does say we should. I want to talk to you about what happens when we don't do something well. Does anybody remember in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve ate the apple that they knew they weren't supposed to, and God came and he said, "Adam, why are you hiding? What's going on?" And Adam said he was embarrassed. And God said, who told you to be embarrassed? Do anybody remember what he said?
No.
Nobody? I bet you do.
Not God.
He said, well, the woman gave me that. The woman made me sin. Right? And then Eve jumped up and said, the serpent made me do it. But the serpent, Satan. So, and you know what? They aren't very much different from us. A lot of times we try to make excuses or we try to try to find a way to say we didn't do it. I'm going to read something to you from 1 Samuel. King Saul, he was a king in Israel. He's the first king. And God told him there was the people of Amalek, and they made Israel's journey a lot harder in the desert, and God was angry at them. So he wanted Saul to go and kill all the Amalekites. And he said, kill all their cattle and all their people and their whole, everybody and everything. And he said, don't even keep any of their stuff. If they found gold, they weren't supposed to keep it. They were supposed to destroy it and leave it. And God says, go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not and slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And so Saul went and he attacked the Amalekites. And then they won the battle and they went back to where they came from. And Samuel, the prophet, came to King Saul, and Saul said, Samuel, I'm glad you're here. I've done everything the Lord said. And Samuel could hear in the soldiers marching home and the people, he could hear all the sheep bleating and cows and camels. And Samuel said, well, what's all that noise? And he said, well, we just kept a few of the sheep and oxen, a few of the good things, so we can sacrifice them for the people. Saul did not do what God said. God said to go and do a task, and Saul did most of it, but he didn't do all of it. And then when God came, or when he was confronted about it, he said, well, I did do it. And Samuel said, no, you didn't. You didn't do what God said. And he said, I did. And he kept denying it. And then Samuel was kind of fed up with him, so he was going to walk away. And Saul was more worried about what people think than what God thinks. And so he grabs onto him. He says, okay, I did sin. I did. But just come up with me and pray with me, and we'll sacrifice some oxen so that all the people can see it. That's what he said. He didn't say, please pray and let's go make it right with God. He said, we need just pretend with me, and we'll go so all the people can see us praying together. And God had already rebuked Saul for not doing what he was supposed to. He had already promised him that the kingdom would be taken away, but now God took away his direction. God, when Saul did that, God actually took away his spirit from him, he said, and he's going to make life really hard managing the people. And you know, King David, he sinned really bad. It seems to me that what David did was even worse than what Saul did. David killed a man, but not only did he kill the man, he couldn't think of an easy way to kill him that nobody would know. So he sent a whole group of soldiers to a really dangerous spot in a battle to go attack this wall, and all the enemy was up on top of the wall. They had slings and arrows, and the man he wanted to die died. But it doesn't really tell us, but I assume a lot of other soldiers died with him, and it made his army weaker. But David was willing to risk a lot to have this man killed to cover up his sin. And but when he was confronted about it, when the prophet Nathan came to him and said, David, what did you do? David confessed his sin, and he went and he prayed to God. He went on his knees for 7 days begging God, and God forgave him. There's a big difference there. So when we do something wrong, in John chapter 9, I mean chapter 1 in 1 John, verse 9, well, verse 8 says, if we deceive ourselves, if we say we have no sin and we deceive ourselves, but if I was telling you I didn't do anything wrong up there, if we're confronted with sin, we just say, I didn't do that. Somebody else did that. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do nothing wrong. Says we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Then it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's why I say it's related to what Daniel had to share. What Daniel said is true. But it's very, none of us are going to lead a perfect life. And there is if we humble ourselves before God after we sin, he is just to forgive us. And I think there's there's some nuances there, but I'll leave it at that. But God is a mediator for our sin. So, you know, David went to extreme lengths to hide his sin too, but in the end, he confessed and he humbled himself before God. Saul never did. Saul was always more concerned about what the people thought, what people around him. And it's embarrassing to confess sin. Sometimes it feels shameful. But when we do something wrong, if we hurt somebody, we apologize. If we take something that's not ours, we go and apologize and makes it right. It's hard to do. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. But we feel better after, and we're restored with our friends or with our parents. We can go to bed with a clean conscience, and it's worth an awful lot. And the other thing is, let's say that you're out playing in your yard. Spencer, if you're out in your yard and you just decide to dig a hole for some reason, you're just bored, you got a shovel, some soft ground, you want to just start digging a hole, see how deep you can get. And you're digging and digging and digging, and pretty soon you realize that you're down in the hole and you're so deep you can't even get back out. Do you think it's a good idea to just keep digging? Why not?
You just get farther in.
And that's what it's like when we try to hide our sin and cover it up. You know, I put this here, I told you I never did anything wrong. It just makes me look like a fool. Everybody knows he's just trying to cover something up. And a lot of times we think we come up with some brilliant plan that we're gonna talk our way out of this. Almost always, everybody can see it's just foolishness and you're just trying to talk yourself out of something. Everybody except you. You deceive yourself. It's just better to just get it over with and deal with it. Usually by the time, if you try to hide sin for a long time, you try to lie about it, usually in the end, it's a lot more painful. Whatever the ending is, it's going to be harder for you. I hope this is clear enough for you to understand. It's when we do something wrong, and we all do something wrong. If you have to make something right, you're no different than anybody else. We've all done wrong things, and we have to make them right. It's hard, it's embarrassing, and we think we're the only ones, but we're not. And in the end, you're going to be better off. So I hope you can understand what I share here. You can all go back to your seats.